This is Mary.
Hello, we're calling from Opinion Research, a private market research firm. We are not affiliated with any news or media organization or political campaign. This evening, we're conducting a short public opinion survey in your community, and we'd like to get your opinions. We are not trying to sell anything, and your answers will remain confidential. Do you or does any member of your household work for a radio or television station, a newspaper, an advertising agency, a media organization, or work on or volunteer on a political campaign?
No.
Thank you. Thinking ahead, which of the following best describes how you will vote in the general elections for President, U.S. Senate, and Florida State Legislature on Tuesday, November 5th? Are you definitely going to vote? Very likely to vote? Somewhat likely to vote? Not very likely to vote? Not at all likely to vote? Or are you not registered to vote?
Very likely.
And with which political party are you registered?
No political party.
Are you or is a member of your immediate family from a Latino, Hispanic, or Spanish-speaking background?
No.
What is your main racial background?
Main racial background. White.
What is your age or age range?
Over 60.
Would you say you're under or over 65?
Over.
Thank you. If the election for Florida State House were held today, which of the following best describes how you are likely to vote between the Democratic candidate and the Republican candidate? Would you definitely vote for the Democratic, probably vote for the Democratic, lean slightly to the Democratic, definitely vote for the Republican, probably vote for the Republican, or lean slightly to the Republican?
Probably lean slightly to the Republican. But I haven't decided anything yet.
That's not a problem, just for the survey purposes. You will now be given a list of some public officials that you may be familiar with. Please indicate if you have a favorable or unfavorable opinion of each person. If you have no opinion or have never heard of each person, you can indicate that as well. Kamala Harris?
Can I just say no opinion for everybody?
That's not a problem. As I said, if you have no opinion or have never heard of each person, you can indicate. But I do have to ask about each person, if that's okay. There are a total of five.
Oh, okay. Go ahead.
Scott Boyd?
No opinion.
Carolina Amesty?
No opinion.
Leonard Spencer?
No opinion.
And Aaron Huntley.
No opinion.
Now, if the election for president were held today, among the following candidates, for whom would you vote? Kamala Harris, the Democratic candidate, or Donald Trump, the Republican candidate?
I haven't decided yet.
But if you had to choose today, which candidate are you leaning towards?
Neither one.
And if the election for Florida State House were held today, among the following candidates, for whom would you vote? Leonard Spencer, the Democratic candidate, or Carolina Amesty, the Republican candidate?
Neither one.
If you had to lean towards either one?
I don't know anything about them, so I don't have a leaning either one way or the other.
As you may know, the Republican state representative, Carolina Amnesty, was arrested on Thursday for 4 felony charges of forgery, illegally notarizing her own signature, and falsely certifying a signature as a notary. If found guilty, Amnesty could face up to 20 years in prison and thousands of dollars in fines. Representative Amnesty has denied any wrongdoing, says these false charges were created by her political opponents, and expects to be found completely innocent. Now, if the election for Florida State House were held today, for whom would you vote? Leonard Spencer, the Democratic candidate, or Carolina Amnesty, the Republican candidate?
I would probably abstain from voting.
If you were to vote for either one, which one would you choose, ma'am?
I wouldn't choose either one. Sorry. I'm not a very good polling person. Sorry.
Due to State Representative Amnesty's arrest, there has been discussion that she will resign from office and not run for re-election. If that were to occur, another Republican candidate would run for the seat. You will now be asked about two potential Republican candidates who could run in the November election. If the election for Florida State House were held today, for whom would you vote? Leonard Spencer, the Democratic candidate, or Aaron Huntley, the Republican candidate?
I haven't decided who I want to vote for. I am not registered with any party, but I don't know anything about the people, and until I find that out, I couldn't tell you. I'm sorry.
Okay, ma'am.
I'm not leaning one way or the other. I'm in the middle.
Okay, ma'am. There's another question about the Florida State House. If the election for Florida State House were held today, would you vote for Leonard Spencer, the Democratic candidate, or Scott Boyd, the Republican candidate?
I don't know. Not a choice. I don't know.
Would you say you were leaning towards either one?
No.
Now you will be asked a few short demographic questions before we finish for classification purposes only. Regardless of how you may feel today, for whom did you vote in the 2020 presidential election?
2020. I voted for Donald Trump.
When you vote for candidates for political office, what do you say? You always vote Democrat, usually vote Democrat, vote for as many Democrats as you do Republicans, usually vote Republican, or always vote Republican?
I would say usually vote Republican.
If you were to label yourself, would you say you're a liberal, a moderate, or a conservative in your political beliefs?
Moderate.
And what is the last grade of formal education you have completed? Less than high school diploma, high school graduate, some college graduate with an associate's or two-year degree, college graduate with a bachelor's or four-year degree, or postgraduate degree?
From college.
This concludes our survey. Thank you very much for your participation.
Thank you.
Have a good day. Thank you.
Bye.
You as well.